My fellow Kansans, good evening from our state's capital. Hi, I'm Ron Reichman, the Speaker of the Kansas House. Thank you for the opportunity to talk with you about the future of our great state. I also want to thank Governor Kelly for sharing her ideas with us tonight. As Kansans, I know the governor and Republicans in the State House both want a bright future for our state, but we differ in our vision on how to get there. When my kids were little, sometimes they came running when they fell off their bikes, and we would put a Band-Aid on their scraped knee and everything would be fixed. The state has tried that same approach for years, putting a Band-Aid on budget problems, hoping to make things better. That might work for a scraped knee, but we know it doesn't work for gaping fiscal problems like the one our state has faced in recent years. Just as my kids have gotten too old for Band-Aids, the Band-Aid approach has gotten old for Kansans. Kansans are tired of budget gimmicks that simply kick the can down the road. Tired of courtroom battles that divert funding away from critical services like mental health and foster care. And tired of government intrusion that makes it harder for job creators and working Kansans to get ahead. Tonight, I urge the governor to join us in our mission to make Kansas work. In order to do that, we must get beyond the short-term fixes. We must work together to form the long-term solutions our families deserve. We must end the era of government that works for bureaucrats and instead make Kansas work for us, the people. That starts with fiscal responsibility. The government has a duty to act with fiscal discipline so that all functions of our state can flourish, not just a select few chosen by court litigation or political elites. Rushing to spend millions of dollars on new programs will do more than just grow government. It will divert funds away from those critical programs like mental health services, our foster care system, and our highways. Putting new programs ahead of fully funding our existing services will lead to calls for Kansans to send more of their hard-earned money to Topeka, leaving behind less and less for our families and our communities. Right now, because we've insisted on fiscal discipline and accountability, the state has finally emerged from a budget hole with a surplus this year of $343 million. But Governor Kelly's agenda stands to spin the state back into a hole, leaving Kansas underwater within the year. The governor's plan would have the state spending $209 million more than it brings in, and $274 million more than it brings in next year. And it continues year after year to dig the state into a deeper budget hole. So how does the governor plan to address this problem? By taking another $4.4 billion in debt by refinancing the CAPERS retirement system. It's disappointing to see this proposal back on the table. 3 years ago, the governor herself said refinancing in this way would, and I quote, unravel all the work that's been done to ensure the fiscal responsibility of CAPERS. Yet the governor has again turned to this option, another Band-Aid approach that would amass a mountain of debt for our children and our grandchildren to pay, all in order to generate quick cash for her spending. The only way to guarantee security for our state budget and for our teachers and for law enforcement officers and other public retirees is to stop using CAPERS as a credit card. Last year, House Republicans, joined by our Democratic colleagues, voted down the governor's credit card tactic, and we will vote it down again. The bottom line is this. The state cannot continue to spend more than it brings in, leaving Kansans like you and me to pick up the tab. The second priority is civil discourse. At a time when social media potshots and personal attacks have become the norm, we seek to set the tone for civil discourse so that all Kansans have a voice, not just those who yell the loudest, who can pad the pockets of politicians. We helped change the course of politics last year by banning anonymous bills and increasing transparency. Today, the legislative process is accessible to every Kansan who wants to be engaged in their state government. Every committee meeting and every floor debate is streamed live online under the watchful eyes of Kansans, as it should be. This year, we've invited our colleagues, both Democrat and Republicans, both senators and House members, to embrace civil discourse with training designed to break down partisan barriers and encourage productive policy conversations. Through continued efforts like this, it is my hope we can make our state government more about solutions and less about election year promises. Our third priority, growing our state instead of growing government. Let me be clear. No difference in our vision is more stark than this one. On the one hand, the governor wants to add more government programs. She wants to grow spending and hope that we will grow the state. I grew up in a small western Kansas town, and I know that government program never made anybody move to my hometown. What brought people to town was a good job and a great quality of life. If we want to grow our state and give our children and our grandchildren a reason to stay, the answer doesn't lie in the governor's type of growth. We Republicans have been hard at work on a different type of a plan, one that uses limited government, partnered with private investment, to fuel the fires of innovation, renewal, and growth. In the coming days, we will roll out a specific solution to address sustainable rural healthcare, rural housing, and workforce development. Our vision relies on building upon what already makes Kansas great, its people, their honesty, work ethic, and commitment to do right. Our vision seeks to take that talent and give it the opportunity to blossom into a workforce trained to meet the demands of today's economy. We must ensure that every Kansas kid, no matter their hometown or their home they've grown up in, has a chance to achieve the education and training they need to obtain a good paying job. That kind of growth, the kind that works for all Kansans, not just those who have the governor's ear, will bring more jobs and more resources into our state, including our rural communities, without continually treating taxpayers like an ATM. As Republicans, our vision for the future is simple. For too long, state government has worked for trial lawyers and bureaucrats instead of working for the people. We must break that cycle and get Kansas back working for all of us. I hope the governor joins us in pursuing that vision so that every Kansan and every community can build a brighter future. God bless you, and God bless the great state of Kansas.